about what you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Tonight, as promised, we have with us on the phone lines a very interesting gentleman. I'm sure you will find him to be, and we welcome your participation. And, of course, He is an individual who is a Ron Paul partisan. He supports Ron Paul for president. And, of course, in addition to that, he does not support Hillary Rodham Clinton, United States Senator, who, of course, is seeking the Democratic nomination to be president. And his name is Mr. Robert Morrow. And welcome to the program, Robert. How are you now? Can't hear you. I'm not getting you. Oh, you don't have him? I thought he had called in. No? Well, we'll give you his number then. You got him?
Rick.
Here he is. Okay. Hello there, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, I'll let you know after the post-mortem.
I'll let you... Ron Paul raised $3.5 million today, my friend.
In one day?
In one day.
In one day. Wow, that's fantastic. That is wonderful. Now, you are a Ron Paul supporter, as I mentioned in the opening, and you are backing him totally for president of the United States.
I back Ron Paul 100% for President of the United States. I'm a volunteer for him, yeah.
You don't get paid?
No. In fact, man, as you know, almost all of Ron Paul's volunteers and supporters don't get paid. It comes from love of country and from the heart.
Yes, that seems to be the case, no doubt about it. And you have done something rather interesting. You have expended, Bob, a great deal of time and effort culling some 205-plus books and media articles and so forth to basically put together your Hillary file, as you call it. And, of course, when I come back from the break in a couple of minutes, we'll ask extensively a little bit more about you and about your own self and what you, you know, put together here and why. But let me just start off by asking a little bit about what possessed you to spend so much time and effort to go after Hillary Clinton instead of all the others.
Well, somebody's got to do it. Basically, the problem with Hillary, Rick, is she's irresponsible with power, and she doesn't respect the democratic process. For example, when you hire private detectives and a secret police and you use criminal intimidation tactics to terrify Bill's sex victims and girlfriends, you're going outside the boundaries of democratic society.
It sounds like you're describing Bush and Cheney and probably half the members of Congress.
Well, you know, are you still there?
Yeah, we're going to take the break. All right, Bob, stay where you are. This will be a very interesting program. Jump aboard, ladies and gentlemen. Questions, comments to our guest and the subject, the Hillary File, tonight on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back now, and Robert Morrow is my guest. Bob, as I was asking you, what possessed you to go to all the extent of this trouble, of this time, and to be a basically a master, if you will, of all of the information and books written about Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton? And I know you just started to tell us that the reason had to do with her, being a totally irresponsible person with power. But like I said, that describes just about every politician currently in office, particularly in the highest levels of government. Bush, Cheney, Bill Clinton himself, George Bush Sr., all of them, going back to really to Wilson, if you want, you know.
Well, that is true that a lot of presidents and politicians have abused power, but I don't know if George Bush, our current president, has sent goons and nearly beat up, nearly murdered Americans like the Clintons did, like they did with Gary Johnson.
I would challenge you on that. I would suggest that if you look at what we've already seen George Bush doing in the United States, and the taking of people in the United States with these secret tribunals and trials and surveillance and trying them as terrorists, that has to be the most evil thing that any government can do. You feel that's true?
Put it this way. Dick Cheney will take a terrorist and waterboard him, Hillary Clinton will take her American political enemies and beat them up or kill them. I think that's the difference right there, my friend.
Is that really much of a difference, though?
Yeah, that's a big difference to me. Because Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, whoever that guy was, is going to blow up America, kill Americans. Clintons will come after you if you're their American political enemy. I don't think George Bush is sending out secret police and goons to beat up Americans. He may be a little bit loose with the Constitution. He may be overstepping his bounds on his wireless wiretapping. I'm not a fan of that. I just don't think he's in the same thug category as Bill and Hillary Clinton. That's my personal opinion.
Well, if we look at the history, though, and I'm just saying this for purposes of comparison, George Bush and this administration have already done far more evil to our nation than Bill Clinton and Hillary have been able to do. Not that they haven't wanted to do it, but that they have, in fact, done more vis-a-vis Iran and Iraq and what we've seen all across the globe, for that matter. The secret prisons, the torture, the Abu Ghraib, all of this, the violation of our privacy rights. I mean, what I'm just trying to say is why Hillary? I mean, quite frankly, you know, I think if you get a guy like Giuliani in there as the lesser of the evils, he's going to wind up doing more evil than Hillary. I mean, that's a concern a lot of people have.
Then vote for Hillary over Giuliani, my friend. I'm just not buying it. You know, I'm not a Giuliani fan. Obviously, Ron Paul supporters like you and me, we don't like either of the two major parties.
No, I'm with you on that.
You know, and, I mean, Rudy Giuliani, in my opinion, is Hillary Clinton in drag and vice versa. I'll agree with you that, my friend. But anyhow, so you asked me why I don't like the Clintons, which, and I don't see why anybody would. As you probably know, being a radio show host, they have just abused and violated so many little people over 30 years in public service. You know, going back to the boys on the tracks in Arkansas who died in 1987,
yep.
And
yes.
you know that poor woman, Miss Oz, trying to find out who killed her sons, and Bill Clinton has this corrupt coroner covering everything
of them
up.
All. Yes.
You know everything from Bill's rape of Wani to Broderick, 1978. The guy's a full blown pervert, sexual predator, and guess who's covering for him the whole time? Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton, who founded the Arkansas Rape Crisis Center, mm-hmm. Domestic Violence Hotline, is covering for a pervert that you know you look on the internet, you know, on NBC, and they bust all these pedophiles and stuff.
Right.
Bill Clinton's hardly any different. Yeah, he's the leader of the free world at one point, and Hillary's carrying from every step of the way. You know, so then you got Bill exposing himself to Paula Jones, and Hillary goes on the warpath trying to destroy her. They were going to crucify Monica Lewinsky if it weren't for Bill's ejaculation on her dress, beating up, nearly murdering Jennifer Flowers' next door neighbor Gary Johnson, maybe murdering Jerry Parks the next year, harassment campaigns on Liz Ward Grayson. Just goes on and on. It's the little people they've been running over and destroying. That's what really sticks in my craw right there at the Clintons.
Now, you know, what you have revealed, of course, I think much of what I've already seen over the years, not all of it, maybe. I haven't become so involved in it to the point where I've looked into every little detail. I knew enough to know that the Clintons were no good. Just like, as I say, just about almost all of the candidates involved here, or the handful maybe, other than Ron Paul. But the thing is about the Clintons is you contend, I guess, that there has been a lot of statements made by certain people about Hillary, including the attribution of murder. The Vince Foster case and other things that have not been accurate, and you want to straighten that out, you say, because it doesn't help the cause, essentially.
Rick, that's a very important point you just made right there. Now, folks, I'm not saying I know everything about Hillary Clinton, because I certainly don't, but I have a very deep and broad understanding of them, and I don't buy that Hillary Clinton murdered Vince Foster. Well, let me tell you why, folks.
All right.
Okay? First of all, you got to understand who Vince Foster was. If you would ask Vince Foster, if you would ask somebody else who's Vince Foster, they would have said, well, he was a partner of Hillary's at the Rose Law Firm, mm-hmm. and then he was an associate counsel in the White House counsel's office. If you would have asked Vince Foster who he was, he would have said, I'm Hillary's boyfriend. I'm mm-hmm. Hillary's soulmate. I'm mm-hmm. Hillary's best friend. I'm her lover. I'm her emotional husband. Vince Foster was obsessed with Hillary Clinton. for 15 years. And so when they got to Washington, D.C., he came under a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
He started having a deteriorating relationship with Hillary. Those first 6 months, you know, you had the Branch Davidian fiasco at Waco. In fact, Hillary probably ordered that. Not Bill Clinton, not Janet Reno, not Webb Hubble. Behind the scenes, Hillary Clinton probably ordered the final assault. And when it happened, Vince's face just turned white when he found out all those kids had died. And his shoulders slumped over, and he was just devastated. Hillary, that cold-blooded witch that she is, had no response at all.
Hmm?
You there?
Yeah, I'm listening to
So there was a lot of pressure on Vince Foster for the first 6 months of 93, both professionally. At the last 3 weeks of his life, Hillary wouldn't even talk to him. His wife was mad at him because she was probably jealous of Hillary, and she wanted to come up to D.C. and be where all the glamour was. And so finally, in Vince's time of greatest need, when he was deteriorating into a suicidal meltdown, Hillary Clinton would not even talk to him the last 3 weeks.
Now, do you really believe that he was murdered by somebody other than Hillary, or did he actually commit suicide based on your feelings?
I'm trying to tell you, he was depressed over Hillary. They couldn't issue a press release at that time. And say, the reason it was so suspicious at that time, the right wing made a very big mistake in the 90s, Rick, and that was trying to pin the death of Vince Foster as a murder from the Clintons. I think that's wrong. Now, I will agree with you folks on everything, like it was a bungled investigation, that the Park police were idiots, the FBI should have been doing it, they fired the head of the FBI the day before.
The body was moved.
There were all kinds of discrepancies with the body and the evidence. They didn't have any the exposure on the film was too long, and it ruined a lot of the 35mm photography at this crime scene. There was so much weird stuff going on. I can understand people thinking there was probably a murder. But what these people don't know is that Hillary and Clinton, Hillary and Vince were tight for 15 years. And so I think he committed suicide partly because he was depressed over his deteriorating relationship with her. Also, he was mortified that their affair might become public. The Wall Street Journal was starting to run editorials about him. He was a deeply private man. And finally, he just blew his brains out. But I think it is a good example of the Clintons using people and how they will suck the blood out of you, and like a black widow spider, and discard your empty shell when they're done with you. Secondly, I want to mention something real quick, folks. Hillary was probably having an affair with Webb Hubble in the late 1970s. Chelsea, in my opinion, is probably the seed of Webb Hubble, not Bill Clinton. How's that for value-added product to your readership, Rick Adams?
Yes, I see that. Right. Well, that's possible, I suppose. And
Well, Larry Nichols swears they were having an affair. He was a Clinton insider for 10 years. He was there in 1979. In fact, he says that on one day in 1978, they're in the offices, and Hillary comes in with Bill, and Bill's sitting there with his close circle of advisors. And Bill says, hey, Hill, I'm going to run for governor. And she says, without missing a beat, she says, I've got to get in Roe's law firm. I'm going to blank Webb Hubble. Fill in the blank right there, okay?
I've got all the language. Weeks ago, I had these emails come to me that dealt with the books, and she was quoted in this book and that book. And, yeah, her language can get pretty rough.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to emphasize that Hillary Clinton was screwing both of her law partners, Webb Hubble, who she probably had Chelsea with, and then Vince Foster. And so it doesn't mean the Clintons aren't criminals, because they certainly nearly murdered Jennifer Flowers' next-door neighbor.
You want to talk?
I think that, to me, that's a very important incident. Can I talk about that, Rick?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Folks out there, if I were you, I would Google Gary Johnson and Jennifer Flowers, Jennifer spelled with a G. Gary was the next-door neighbor of Jennifer Flowers.
Yes.
And you can watch the Clinton Chronicles, like many of you have or some of you have, and you can see him give an interview saying that on June 26, 1992, in the middle of a presidential campaign, he's at his condominium.
is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Clinton, who is the cocaine addicted governor of Arkansas, who's letting drugs come in, they're going to let him get away with practically murder in that state. So I think Gary Johnson was more concerned with staying alive after he was nearly murdered. He was in no condition to go to the police and say, go find this out. He was just trying to stay alive. In fact, I won't go into it, but I've had confirmation of this incident from a Democratic activist.
Who was anonymous, right?
Here in Austin, Texas, I met somebody that knew Jennifer Flowers, and she's a Hillary supporter. And I was reading Hillary's book because I do opposition research. And she says, "Well, yeah, I just got back from a Hillary fundraiser." I said, "Really? You know, And then I finally ripped into the Clintons, and I said, you know what? They almost murdered Gary Johnson, Jennifer Flowers, next-door neighbor, 1992. She says, well, you know what? I know Jennifer Flowers personally, and I know the Clintons personally, and I remember them talking about that back in 1992. That's what a Democrat...
Now, you also mentioned Larry Nichols.
Larry Nichols.
And what has happened to him in the past? He's been very ill.
I think Larry Nichols has just been tired of fighting the Clintons, and that's why he's just kind of... He hasn't gone quite underground. I think his wife works, I'm guessing, at Central Arkansas College or University. I don't know what he's doing. Somebody told me he plays in a band at night sometimes.
When was the last time you spoke with him or had communications with him?
I've never spoken to Larry Nichols, but I'll tell you this. Larry Nichols is a very important person because he knew all the evil wickedness of the Clintons, and that's why they try to destroy him now. So Larry Nichols, in my opinion, is a very credible person compared to the Clintons. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me take a call, all right? Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to get on the lines with my guest, Robert Morrow, and we'll have you ask him whatever question that you may and challenge him or agree with him, whatever. He's able to certainly to take whatever questions come his way, and we'll be happy to entertain all possibilities. So let me start off with Dan in Texas right now. Hello, Dan.
Yes, great show. Let me ask your guest, well, he had two questions. The first one, he was investigated by the Park Police, the Foster's murder, and wasn't he investigated? I mean, the Park Police had never investigated a murder in its entire 200-year history or something like that, because if it's Columbia not being a state, always the federal police would investigate murders. And isn't the reason that the Park Police was stuck with this nonsense job is because the Clintons used their thug power to make it happen that way?
Well, I will say this. Definitely, the Park Police should not have been investigating the murder of Vince Foster. The Clintons wanted them to. They didn't want the FBI. There was a power struggle between the FBI and the Justice Department at that time. Remember, the Clintons had fired William Sessions the day before. Webb Hubbell and Vince Foster had pretty much fired the head of the FBI, okay? And so I understand why many people out there are convinced that Vince Foster got murdered, but you got to understand this. Vince Foster was Hillary's main squeeze. He was her rock of Gibraltar. Now, there's a lot of bad things with Hillary Clinton. She's more likely to kill Bill Clinton than Vince Foster. The Clintons couldn't say at that time. They pretended that Vince was not depressed at all when everybody knew he was. They couldn't issue a press release and say, we knew that Vince was depressed. He was depressed over his deteriorating relationship with Hillary, so he blew his brains out.
Was there a gun found at the scene? Did it look like suicide at all, just made up? Or
they could have
a gun there in his hand?
In my opinion, they could have moved the body. That is a possibility.
Who is they now?
They could have been whoever at the White House found the body and then maybe told the higher-uppers, Vince has killed himself. What do we do?
Was there blood found in the White House?
Sir?
Was there blood found in the White House?
I don't think so. Here's something else I want to mention. The harassment campaign on Patrick Knowlton, that really did occur. He was a witness in the Vince Foster investigation. He was at Fort Marcy Park, and he said he didn't see Vince Foster's car there. He said he saw a different colored car, and his story was misrepresented by the FBI. And then when Chris Ruddy found him and started interviewing him, and he was saying a different story than what the FBI had said, he wrote an article. Or maybe Ambrose Evans Pritchard did, and then Patrick Knowlton got subpoenaed by the Office of Independent Counsel in October of 1995. At that point, this is very important, at that point, Clinton's FBI put a 20 to 25-person harassment team on Patrick Knowlton October 25th of 1995 for a whole week. That is criminal. That is a felony right there. Whether Vince Foster was murdered or committed suicide, that is criminal. That's why I'm fighting. That's why I fight the Clintons. They do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this: other folks I've talked to said that there definitely was his blood found in the White House, and no event, and that was not even studied by anybody who investigated the murder. You disregarded the Vince Foster blood was found in the White House, according to other stuff.
Well, sir, as far as I know, it wasn't. But I want to tell the listeners this: is that they're more likely to have murdered Jerry Parks than Vince Foster. Jerry Parks got murdered on September 26, 1993.
We're going to have to hold on, okay, Robert? We've got a quick break. And thank you for the call, Dan. If you wish to hang on, you may. I'm Rick Adams. I'll be right back with more right here on RBN.
Handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Adams is on RBNLive.com.
All right. My guest is Robert Morrow. The Morrow, no, it's called the Hillary File. But you can contact him. And by the way, if you wish to give out your email, Bob, you can do that on the air and have people send you information and question you further. All right. Why don't you do that right now before we back to the caller?
Sure, real quickly, my email address, and I'm an expert on Hillary and Bill Clinton, is Morrow, M-O-R-R-O-W, 321 at AOL.com. Morrow321 at AOL.com. There we go.
All right. There's no dash between Morrow and 321, or is there?
No dash, Rick.
Okay. All right, because I had one in my email. All right. Okay, let's get back to the caller before we move on. Dan, you had a follow-up to what Robert said.
Yeah, about Ron Paul. Does Ron Paul support legalizing marijuana?
Ron Paul supports the states having the power to do that. He wants to get the federal government completely out of the drug wars. And so if California wants to be a pothead, they can. And if Utah wants to ban drugs, they can. He wants to send the power of deciding the abortion issue and gay marriage whatever that is, and drugs back to the states and away from the federal government. So he is a true constitutionalist and a states' rights person.
All right.
Okay.
Dan, thank you for your call. Let me move along now. Ernie in Virginia is next. Hello, Ernie.
Hi. Good evening.
Yes, Ernie. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
Robert, you are pretty convincing with the details about Hillary. You're a real student. I'm not being... I'm trying not to be disrespectful. I am a Ron Paul supporter, too, and a pro-constitutionalist, so I like much of what you have talked about. Now, do you recall the investigation of drug running and money laundering at Mena Airport?
Oh, absolutely. That absolutely occurred, and that was a joint operation between the Republicans, Vice President Bush, Oliver North, the CIA,
mm-hmm.
along with their very friendly conservative, so he was conservative back then, moderate Democrat governor, Bill Clinton. Absolutely. Yes, Mena, Arkansas, that's what it was about.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. How about, do you remember, I remember watching C-SPAN. This was back in the mid-'80s, 86, 87, that time frame.
Yep.
There was a investigation of wrongdoing by top IRS management, and one of the seven or eight hearings involved a gentleman by the name of Bill Duncan. He was a senior IRS criminal investigator, and there was a congressman from the First District Office of Arkansas, a Democrat and chairman of the Judicial Committee. Do you
That's
remember
right.
his name?
I forgot his name, but he was an honest man.
Yes, he was.
He was trying to expose what was going on. Bill Duncan was an IRS investigator, and when you start seeing all this money going into these little bitty rural country banks, and all they got is like, you know, half a crop of soybeans or cotton or whatever, or watermelons, but yet tens of millions of dollars is flowing into a bank, well, that makes you think there might be money laundering going on there, right?
Oh, absolutely. How about the Riotti Bank, Riotti Group? Do you remember that?
Yeah, the Riottis, absolutely. I think the Riottis were Clinton supporters and so forth. So back to your question about Mena. Well, what Mena was, it's been totally covered up by the mainstream media, as you know, because they don't want to embarrass two people, Bushes and the Clintons.
But didn't the Washington Post attempt to do an article on it and...
Roger Marsh and Sally Denton wrote an article for the Washington Post saying Mena, it was true. They gave a bunch of details, probably quoted Bill Duncan, probably quoted Russell Welch, probably had a lot of other stuff in there. So that's why you see the Bushes and the Clintons have been covering for each other for 20 years because they got each other by the short hairs on the scandals of the 1980s. Basically what it was the federal government under Reagan was trying to supply the Nicaraguan Contras over the will of Congress. And the way they did that, they would send, as you know, weapons down there to Central America,
mm-hmm.
and they had a huge cocaine drug running
mm-hmm.
run on the way back.
Right.
Yeah, it really happened. And so the biggest scandals are bipartisan, not just one party.
Robert, and do you
That's the point. Yes, absolutely.
Do you remember a guy by the name of Barry Seal?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to tell you something. When Barry Seal died, when he got assassinated outside of a halfway house, I think in 1985 or 86, in New Orleans, I think.
Yes.
They found George Bush's personal phone number in his trunk. Now, you tell me how Barry Seal gets George Bush's personal phone number. Well, the reason why is because he was a bunch of things. He was CIA, he was DEA, and he was a drug runner all at one time, okay?
Right. Now, Robert... because I know Rick's got a lot of phone calls, but I want to get to something even more important, because these relationships, and if you remember the Kerry Bush race, two fellow Skull and Bones members in 1996, and before then, we had Bill Clinton. He's a Rhodes Scholar. He's a member of the CFR.
He's a Rhodes Scholar rapist. I want to throw that in, but go ahead.
And Bilderberg Group, and we find Hillary, she's sort of tapped in. I'm not sure which group she's in, but she's a member. And then all of a sudden, we have this sudden rise of the former governor of Arkansas, Mr. Huckabee, and all this favored media attention now, and somehow he's getting more attention than Ron Paul, but yet he's not raising the money yet. have you given any thought of the connection between Huckabee and the Clintons?
Well, I know we got a lot of callers. I'll be real quick on that.
Sure.
Mike Huckabee is basically in bed with Tyson Chicken, Tyson Foods,
and
John Tyson. Now, John Tyson's the son of Don Tyson, that crooked cocaine-dealing chicken man that used to fund Bill Clinton for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike Huckabee is soft on the Clintons. He never attacks them, never comes after them. The CFR media is trying to promote him as a first-year candidate when really Ron Paul is one. I'll leave it at that, okay?
Okay. I think you've got a great memory. You understand the state of Arkansas.
I've been doing hundreds of hours of research on this, just on the internet and book after book after book after book.
That's his forte.
Let's go ahead and zap the next caller. Go ahead.
All right, Ernie, are you all done?
Well, I just wanted to ask him one last question.
Okay.
Did you read any of the work by Ambrose Pritchett for Electronic Telegraph?
Oh, yeah. Well, he wrote a book called The Secret Life of Bill Clinton, and it tells you all about this. It talks about the murder of Jerry Parks and how very likely that it was put on by perhaps Buddy Young, who was
Buddy
Bill
Young.
Clinton's right-hand man and the number two guy.
And by the way, is Buddy Young still living? I know he worked in FEMA, and you mentioned Larry Nichols.
Yeah, he is living. He worked at FEMA.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think he's like, I'm guessing, as some sort of a disaster recovery place,
right,
or waste disposal place or something that has to do with getting federal contracts to...
But you don't know his current status.
You can Google him on the internet, and I found him one time, and he works for some sort of company. No doubt he uses government connections to help out his job process. But I think, in my opinion, Buddy Young is probably a dangerous criminal and a crook and possibly a murderer and probably needs to be in jail along with Hillary and Bill Clinton. That's my opinion.
But
okay?
You don't
right.
know of any linkage between Larry Nichols and Barry Young and Larry Nichols, you mentioned...
Sir?
Iran-Contra. Was Larry Nichols involved in Iran-Contra?
Well, Larry Nichols got fired by... This was so ridiculous. He got fired by Bill Clinton for doing what? Making phone calls to support the Nicaraguan Contras. That was a cover excuse. They really wanted to get rid of him for some other reason, because obviously Bill Clinton was helping the Reaganites support the Nicaraguan Contras, yet he's firing Larry Nichols for making phone calls on behalf of that. So, yeah, he was involved in that to a certain degree, but Bill Clinton's up to his ears in it.
Well, thank you, Robert, for answering.
All right, thank you, Ernie, for the call. Ron Brown. Ron
yep.
Brown.
Yep.
What about his assassination?
Well, let's talk about the fact that Bill Clinton tried to hit on Ron Brown's daughter when he went to Washington, D.C. back
mm-hmm.
in 1991. I just want to point that one out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd throw that in for you right there.
All right. Now, Ron Brown himself, the incident on
yep.
the plane, the bullet hole and so forth, once again, the
yep.
autopsy results, the lying, the disinformation. Can you connect the dots on this one?
You know, I truly don't know about that. You know, the Clintons are certainly capable of sabotaging a plane and blowing it up and letting
mm-hmm.
everybody die just to kill one guy. Do I have proof of that? No. Do I have a book on that? Yeah. Ron Brown had told Bill Clinton, I'm going to plea bargain. And see,
yeah.
plea bargaining is bad from Clinton's point
yeah.
of view. Because see,
that's
when
right.
you plea bargain, a prosecutor cuts you a deal so they will get the bigger fish
well,
on
that's,
top
that's
of you.
Well, that's it. Yes, exactly.
And so Bill Clinton said, that's nice when he heard that. So did Bill Clinton kill Ron Brown? I don't know. I truly don't know, friends.
Well, was he murdered or wasn't he?
I don't know. You know, you can get. He had a hole the size of his head of a .45 caliber bullet.
It's unusual.
Well, that could have happened
under the circumstances.
Well, when you crash an airplane, things go flying around and knock you in the face and the head. That could have been anything. And I don't think somebody came and shot his dead body in the rubble. And I don't think they pulled out a .45 on that plane right there and blew him away. My guess is the Clintons did not kill Ron Brown, but you know what? They could have. That's all I know.
Okay, let me take another call. Let's take Doug in Texas. Hello, you're on the program.
Yeah, hi, Rick.
Hi, Doug. You haven't been here in a long time. All summer.
Well, I can't hear you. It started coming in tonight.
Oh, okay.
Broadcasting problems.
Okay, yes.
Last time I talked to you, I was a huge Ron Paul fan, but...
And now you're not.
Right.
Okay, why?
Well, I found out that of all the, 20 candidates or 18 or whatever they were that are running for president, he didn't go to Israel. Ron Paul didn't go to Israel, and I think Mike Gravel didn't either.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how could a person truly have the interest of this country without going over there and finding out what they are?
He hasn't kissed the ring? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Right.
Well, my friend, Ron Paul is not pro-Israel. He's also not pro-giving money to the PLO, like our government has before, or to the Palestinian Authority. He's not pro-Egypt. He's not pro-Saudi Arabia. Ron Paul, my friend, is pro-USA.
Well, I think you're talking, Bob, to a guy who's known Ron Paul for, how many years?
About 30.
Oh, he loves Ron Paul.
Years.
My bad. Okay.
So he knows he's being a little facetious, but obviously he's making the point.
That's right.
In case you didn't get it.
I didn't get it, but he made a great point right there.
Okay. Well, all right. What did you want to say besides that, Doug?
That's
a serious question.
Out of character for me to be facetious. But
I know. I understand that.
You know, this man's talking about Hillary and this and that and other. And you look at all of them, except for Ron Paul and Mike Gravel, and all of them are they're lined up to do the little Zionist, be the puppet, mm-hmm. the next puppet. We have to kill all the evil Arabs, and we're talking about. You know, I know that the Clintons are responsible for hundreds and hundreds of deaths, as are the Bushes, and I'm sure all of these other little people are capable of doing exactly what they did because they're little sociopaths and wackos and everything. And, you know, it's minuscule when you start thinking about the millions of people that the Bushes are responsible for exterminating. We're talking about mass murders that make Charles Manson look like a little
Kathy Lee Gifford. Have murdered. I'm dying to hear that one.
Right?
He wants you to name the millions of people that Bush has killed.
I didn't go there. The people of Kosovo and
he wants their names and numbers and
Afghanistan
phones.
And Iraq and I didn't know each one of them individually, but I know they are all people.
I don't think the Bushes have killed millions of people. I don't think the Clintons have killed millions of people.
Well,
I think the Clintons may have killed one.
Well,
or
their
two.
Policies have in effect, and that's the whole point. I think he's trying to make.
Well, Charles Manson didn't kill anybody that we know of, but. His policies killed 23 or whatever whatever they say. We're supposed to believe that he was behind that. I'm just saying when millions of people get killed, and you said Hillary didn't kill Vince Foster. No, Hillary didn't. She's never cleaned her commode, I don't think. But it gets done, and she's responsible for it getting done.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Very, very likely.
You.
Very possible. All right. Hey, thanks for the call. Good to hear you again, Doug. I hope you can continue to hear us and call in. Thanks a lot for the call. All right. Let's take another call if we can squeeze them in before the break, and that's Joel in Wisconsin. Hello, Joel.
Hello.
Yes, you're on with Robert Morrow.
Well, I'm suspicious of everyone, and I'm suspicious of Robert also.
Okay.
I don't know what he expects to accomplish here. The whole Clinton thing has been gone through all while they were in office, and it didn't hurt him a bit, and it maybe just helps him. And that might be what he's doing now. Or is he going to make any money off of the information he sells?
Robert?
Well, I've spent several years and hundreds of hours researching the Clintons, and I haven't made a dime off of any of it. Hey, I might write a book one day. It probably won't sell it because the liberals control the New York media. They'll never promote it. I might make $100, but I'm basically a Republican activist. I do support Ron Paul. I'm basically a conservative, libertarian conservative, and I just think somebody needs to hold the Clintons accountable, and that's the point that I'm coming at. Go ahead.
A couple things bothered me about what you said. You said a democratic society, you called it, that sounds like a democracy. You said that twice, and I didn't like that, and because it's a constitutional republic.
But we're democratically elected constitutional republic. All right, go ahead.
If you trust the voting machines, well, you know, you could bring that up, and that's a crock of crap, too. They're programmable voting machines. So, I mean, that's, you could be talking about that, too. All the indications of the information that we get about Vince Foster, and that's if you can believe it, because it comes from, it's released from who knows who. You know, it comes from the government. When they investigate themselves, how can you possibly believe anything that they tell you? If the criminals are doing the investigation and then they sum it up and give it and do the reports to the media that's in their pocket.
Can you hang on there, Joe? We got a quick break. All right, stay where you are. Be right back after the break with Robert Morrow, the Hillary File. Jump aboard. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
are back now. And I'm Rick Adams, your Paul Revere of Talk Radio, with our guest Robert Morrow. And we're talking about the Clinton file. We have Joel on the line right now. Hello there, Joel.
Yeah, I'm still
back
here.
Again, yes. Yeah. All right, you were saying that you you think that Robert has an axe to grind, essentially. Is that your contention?
I didn't say that. I'm suspicious of what his intentions are.
Okay.
This stuff's been all gone through before. Well, one of the things that made me call is he's trying to convince us that Vince Foster committed suicide over Hillary.
Yeah, I find that ridiculous.
Crazy about her. Now, that's what made me call, because I don't know where he, you know, there's not enough female hormones in her for anybody to be crazy about.
Absolutely. Vince Foster was obsessed with Hillary Clinton. You need to read Webb Hubble's book called Friends in High Places, and they talk about how they used to be really such good friends and buddies. See, Webb Hubble, Hillary, and Vince were called the Three Musketeers. They would call Hubble Hub, and she would call Vince Foster Vincenzo Fosterini, kind of like he's an Italian or something. They used to work together and hang out together, because while Bill was screwing literally hundreds of women, everyone within a 15-foot radius, Vince Foster was Hillary's, basically her boyfriend.
If that comes from Webb Hubble, you already know he's a crook. So why would you believe what he writes in a book?
He says that one time they were going to have a dinner back in June of 1993, and Vince has been wanting to see Hillary for a long time. It's around Father's Day, and they were going to go out and eat Italian. You know, they were going to have Vince and his wife come, Hubble and his wife, and then Hillary. And then Hillary had to cancel out at the last minute. And then for the rest of the night, Vince is pulled his chair away from the table, and he's staring at the wall like a little 5-year-old kid that did not get quality time with a parent or something.
These are minor. You like to know minor details of a sensational story that's supposed to spark some emotion here.
And I'll tell you some more.
The mounds of evidence.
Larry Patterson, who was a state trooper,
mm-hmm.
he had those tapes. You may have heard them. More Than Sex, Bill and Hillary Clinton, or whatever. He says that in his mind there's no question that Vince and Hillary Clinton were having an ongoing sexual affair. L.D. Brown wrote a book called Crossfire. He says that when the death of Vince Foster occurred, it amazed him that nobody mentioned that they were boyfriend-girlfriend.
Well, if it was a suicide, why would they cover it up if you can believe the information that we received? Blood was going three different directions on his face and they moved the body, why would they cover up a suicide?
The Clintons are just crooks anyhow, and they wanted to wipe this thing away. They wanted to get this thing over with real quick. They didn't want to come out that he was blowing himself away because he's depressed over Hillary. And plus, they had all they went into his office and they took all those files out. Remember that?
I've heard about it, but that came from out of the White House. How can you possibly trust that?
You know what? What's your first name, friend?
Joel.
The way it is, you know, you can't trust anybody in the world. Everybody's a human being. Anybody could be potentially lying to you, or they could be wrong about the facts.
That's right.
So you have to approach it from many different angles. And sometimes, you know, a pathological liar will be telling the truth, and sometimes somebody who's a church-going, you know, preacher or whatever will be lying to you. And you just have to, you know, look at things from different angles and make up your own mind. And that's what I do. I may be right. I may be wrong. I'm just giving you my opinion.
Well, that's what I'm doing, too. I'm using my instincts, and I think you're one of them. I think you, government.
You think I'm part of the government?
Yes, I do.
I'm not, and I'm a very active Ron Paul supporter. He's not very pro-CFR, pro-Bilderberg, or pro-Hillary, pro-Bush. So that's
all right. Hey, you've had your say, Joel. Very good. Okay, we appreciate that. We're going to go to hour number two in just 1 minute. All right, Robert?